In him was life, and that life was the light of men. Those who dwelt in darkness have seen a great light. The word of God is life. The word of God brings light. Experience the wisdom, presence, and power of Jesus Christ through the ministry of his servant, Jonathan Legan. Welcome to Pneumatech.
Lift our hands. You're my King, the anchor of my life. Power belongs to you. It's very simple. Let's sing it together. My King, the anchor of time, you're my King,
my King, the anchor of my life.
Power belongs to you,
power belongs to you.
Wave your hands and give him the praise. Wave your hands and bless his name. Wave it as an act of worship to him. Scripture says, ascribe to God the glory that is due his name. Wave your hands and magnify him. You know this song. I'm acknowledging you for whom you are, for what you've done. In my life, I'm acknowledging you for who you are. Thanks, Achilles.
Thanks, Achilles.
Oh, I'm acknowledging you for who you are. Can you sing it as an act of thanksgiving to him? One more time. I'm acknowledging you for who you are, for what you know.
In my life,
oh, for who you are, that's accurate, that's accurate. Baba, oh. I thought you didn't want to praise God. If you are giving him thanks for the whole of 2022, after what he has done by bringing you to this year, can you sing that to him? I'm acknowledging you for whom you are, for what you are in my life. I want you in the next 2 minutes to lift your voice and give God all the thanksgiving that you can. Open your mouth, lift your voice, give him thanks. Give him thanks. What a privilege it is to see this wonderful year. The year of our dominion. Come on, don't be quiet. Open your mouth, thank him. Make known his deeds to him. Forget not his benefits. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks. because it's given, Jesus Christ, the Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because it's given, Jesus Christ, the Son.
And now, let the weak say, I am strong.
Can you just worship Him?
Say, I am rich.
Why?
Because of what the Lord.
Father, we thank you. Lord, indeed we are grateful for such a glorious year. We are thanking you because we count it privilege to see this year. We thank you for your grace, your mercies, so numerous to mention are your deeds. Your love towards us is so great. We thank you for the things that you are about to do with us in this year. And we also thank you for the things that you have already done. Our lives are a testament of your goodness and your mercies forever. And Lord, we have gathered tonight because we know that you will touch us. We are gathered tonight because we know your word will come to transform us. And we thank you because your name will be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Please say a better amen.
Amen.
Just shake hands with 5 people and welcome them to the year of our dominion. Just welcome them to the year of dominion. Now put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. I said, put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Please take your beautiful seats. God bless you real good. In Jesus' name. Amen. It's good to see every one of us. I missed you for a long time. Amen. I'm so happy that we are all back here together again. The work of transformation continues on this platform. And I assure you that your life is moving from glory to glory in the name of Jesus. This year is our year of what? It's our year of what? Amen. And we will take our time every Sunday from now till the end of this year to explore this theme. Every service or every message that will be preached on this platform will bring different perspectives to our understanding of dominion so that we can walk in the experience of the same. And God created man, he had a mandate for man, and that mandate was dominion. Amen. Salvation is not God's mandate. Dominion is. Are you hearing me? Salvation was a makeshift arrangement for man to be redeemed so that man can be qualified to enter into God's eternal plan. which is dominion on the earth. And I believe that this year you will walk in all-round dominion. Every area of your life you will be above and never beneath. In the name of Jesus. Now I'd like you to realize also that this is a prophetic service. In other words, every word that will be spoken is a deliberate word from the mouth of God to shift you from where you are to where you ought to be. Now, if I were you, I would catch it with every amen that I can muster. Amen. There's no other raw material that God uses as far as change and as far as creation is concerned. God will never do anything outside His word. As a matter of fact, God cannot do anything outside His word. So every time the word of God comes to you, it means God is interested in you and He's about to do a new thing. He said, remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. For behold, I do a new thing. So forget about what has happened last year. Last year was a year of the fire and the cloud. We saw the glory of God one way or another. But I want you to know that all that you saw last year put together is nothing compared to what you are going to see this year. In fact, what you are about to experience in this January that is about to round up will be the sum total of everything you experienced last year. These are not emotional words. I'm speaking the word of God. Joel chapter 2 verse 23, he said, He has caused to come upon you the former rain, and He will cause to come upon you the rain, which is the former and the latter rain in the same month. It is possible for God to collapse the seasons for you. It has never taken more than 24 hours for God to change a man's life. Read your Bible very well. 24 hours is too long a time. Joseph slept one night, and in less than 12 hours later, he was the prime minister of Egypt. He slept a prisoner. He woke up a prime minister. So I'm prophesying to you again that what you are about to see in this January that looks like it's rounding up will not be compared to all that you saw from January to December of 2022. Wow. I just saw somebody now signing a contract of about 1. Something million here. Amen. It just flew like this. Now I didn't mention the name, so if I were you, I would catch it for myself. You know, when Elisha said by this time tomorrow, that man asked a very foolish question. He said, man of God, even if God were to open the windows of heaven, that was foolish, because if he was an Israeli and he had read the Bible before him, he would have known that the last time God opened the windows of heaven, rain came down that swallowed the entire earth. That was during the flood. The Bible says that God opened the windows of heaven and rains fell for 150 days. Right? So sometimes the statement of doubt does not allow you to see God's antecedents. In other words, the things that God has done before that time. Doubt wants to cover you from seeing those things so that they can serve as a platform for you to believe God for what is about to happen. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, I'm prophesying to you again that between now and the end of this January, the breakthroughs you are about to experience will be nothing compared to what you saw last year. If you believe it, say a big amen. Amen. Please be seated. Our God is prophetic in nature. The Bible says in Psalm 33 verse 6, it says, for by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and the host of them by the breath of his mouth. In verse 9, it says, he spoke and it was done. He commanded and he stood fast. Every time God will do something, he will speak. That's his nature. He speaks. He's the speaking spirit. He is the word. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Good. And tonight, God wants to set your year up for you. So that dominion becomes your expression. In the name of Jesus. Some of you, this territory will be too small to contain the news that will spread about you.
Amen.
Some of you, your work are about to go global.
Amen.
This year, not next year, this year. All the years you've been spending working on yourself has qualified you for a shift in this year.
Amen.
And the Lord will glorify His name in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I want to welcome everybody. Some of our pastors are here, and I welcome every one of us. In due time, I will single-handedly acknowledge each and every one of us. Let's go to the Word of God. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Now please, while you are seated, just pray in the Spirit for 2 minutes. Just while you are seated. Just pray in other tongues, if you can. Aradahasi kabrahatando lahatia kasis. Vreskira halatara baskira mosia. Sibrahata labrahake no sebarato adi salara. Please pray. Let faith be stirred up in your spirit. Wherever you are seated in this room and online, please pray in the language of the Spirit. I can't hear you. Halabasha brahata brokosa zebrohota namahare mehesuziab. Sigrahata labrahede to sobrodosa. Kela rahava sigrahapatala. Please keep praying. Holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. You are holy. Holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Amen. Something is shifting in your spirit. Something is being stirred up in the inside of you. Something is about to break forth from within you. He sent forth His word to Jacob, and it lighted over Israel. Hallelujah. Before we read Genesis, I want to show you something. Isaiah 42 verse 9. I've told us that God is prophetic in nature. He speaks before He acts. He acts, I mean to say. His spoken words precede His actions and His works. It says, behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare. This is the Lord speaking. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. So before it happens, I must inform you about it, and that's the prophetic. So when God, whatever God will be saying to us now, is what He has already prepared to do this year. But the story gets more interesting in the next chapter and in verse 19. I'll show you something very powerful here. It says, "Behold, I will do a new thing." If you don't know God, you would think that statement is correct. Behold, I will do. God will not say, "I will." He only uses the word "I will" as in future tense to help our understanding. Because as soon as God speaks, it becomes a reality. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So that you believe what I just said, look at the remaining part of the verse. It says, "Now it shall spring forth." He says, "Behold, I will do a new thing." And here it's saying, "Now it shall spring forth." I will do now. I will do, but it's coming up, it's springing forth now. Do you understand that? So when God speaks, it's as good as done. Now it is important that you understand this nature of God, because this is when you will now exercise the God kind of faith that produces results. The reason why many people don't see the word of God fulfilled in their life is because they don't believe like God does. The Bible says in Mark 11:22, don't go there. It says, "Have faith in God." Or in another scripture, it says, another translation says, "Have the God kind of faith." So there is the faith of human beings and there is the faith of God. It's the faith of God you received at salvation that the Bible says every man has been given a measure of faith. But when you begin to grow in this faith, you begin to see things as God sees. That when God says it, it happens instantly. That is the reason why we believe that there can be a 24-hour miracle. Something happened this week, myself and one of our dear sisters here. I think I was at the airport coming back on Friday. So I called her, we're discussing some other things. And then she said she was in the hospital. Okay, didn't testify. Can I say it? So I said, "Hospital, what are you doing there?" And she said some things here and there and all of that. So I didn't know that she had gone for a scan initially, and they told her there was something in the scan, and she was about to see the doctor to take another scan. I didn't know that. I just said a short prayer. Say we flush out everything that is there. What kind of prayer do you pray when you are already tired and angry that your flight has been delayed? What kind of prayer do you pray? That kind of prayer does not have an anointing in it. But you see, there's a realm that you get to in your understanding of God that certain things become a natural reality for you. Yesterday when I spoke with her, she said after that call, they went in for another scan. And the doctor was confused because they didn't find anything. Question was, what if after your prayer, nothing happened? My answer to that is, what if something happened? Now that's the mindset for this year. That's how to attack situations headlong. You don't say, "What if nothing happens?" What if something happens? The Bible says when men say there is a casting down, that is the time for you to rise. So this is not the year where we will dodge problems. This is the year where we have to believe a God that answers in the 11th hour. This is the year where you have to believe the God whereby when you just finish praying in your room and you walk out, you are walking into the answers to your prayers. Isaiah 65 verse 24, he says, "For it shall come to pass before they call, I will answer. And while they are speaking, I will hear them." That's how to operate in this year. So I was leaving my hotel room to go to the airport. The flight was for 3:25. As at 2:30, I was still in somebody's house in Apo. And the woman was shaking. I said, "Don't worry, I'll not miss my flight." And to be honest with you, I didn't pray at all. There are some things you don't pray about again. When you walk in the consciousness of your dominion as a son, there are things you don't pray about. There's a realm you get to where your thoughts, you have so believed God to a point where your thoughts are now like the thoughts of God, meaning that they have the creative power to birth exactly what they say. I told the woman, I said, I can't miss my flight. It's not me. It doesn't happen. And so we raced. And if you know Abuja very well, you know how wide it is. So we're racing to the airport. I didn't sit on top of my seat. I was relaxed. I was just there. In fact, my brother, who they left before me, we got to the airport before them. And we arrived at the airport 3 o'clock. When we entered, they said flight has been delayed due to operational reasons. Guess what the operational reason was? That the fuel marketers that supply fuel to the aeroplane didn't come on time. What kind of a reason is that? It was not the fuel marketer. It was the power of a son. Now, this year, my prayer is every one of you, the least amongst us, will become like me. Are you hearing me? Can we get into the word now? So, right now, with this mindset, everything coming from this altar into your life is as good as done. You don't leave this place asking. Don't leave this place and send me a text tomorrow morning and say, Apostle, you know, yesterday we were in the spirit, but today now I'm afraid. Somebody met me yesterday. He said, I'm the one you prayed for last year. I said, okay, yes. He said, this has happened. They are yet to release my admission list, but I'm afraid. I said, oh, there's nothing I can tell you. Just go and hang on to that same word. Amen. I banish fear from your life this year. Some of you are too afraid. That's the reason why you don't see the supernatural in your life. Are you hearing me? Before I started walking in the miraculous, I prayed many times that it didn't happen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But I did not stop because I knew that the word of God was correct. I was already growing. It was a process. And many of you are ripe this year to experience the supernatural. Amen. Genesis 1:26, popular scripture. Let's begin the word of God from here. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth. You know what? I just discovered this part of the verse today. Because I used to tell myself, everything we need to have dominion, they are just animals. How about technology? How about science? How about time? How about demons? But today, while I was reading in between the lines, the Holy Spirit showed me this. He said, it's not only animals there. He said, over all the earth. Psalms 24 verse 1 and 2. The earth is the Lord's and its fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. That's the explanation for that part. This part of this scripture here. So when he says over all the earth, he's not just talking about the earth that you are standing on, but everything that lives, that thrives and exists on the earth that you are standing on. He says, let them have dominion over. And over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. This one now is Satan. Because the Bible calls him the old serpent. How does a serpent move? It creeps. Revelations 5, 9 to 10. So, dominion is God's mandate and purpose for the creation of man. Let them have dominion. Not salvation. No, not salvation. Salvation was never in God's plan. Dominion was his ideal purpose for man. And they sang a new song, saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation. Let's all read verse 10 together at the count of three. 1, 2, 3. and have made us kings, and we shall reign. Do you notice that it begins with a past tense? And have made us. Isn't it? Just the same way he told Abraham in Genesis 17 verse 5. For I have made you. He said, no longer shall your name be called Abraham, but your name shall be called Abraham. For I have made you. Yet he was childless. That's because Romans 4:17 tells us that he is the God that quickens the dead and calls those things that are not as though they were. He speaks about the future as if it's in the past. That's the meaning. And that is true. He made us kings and priests to our God. The purpose for which is that we will rule and reign on the earth. That means you are not permitted to die and translate into eternity until you have walked in a measure of your divine purpose of dominion on the earth. That's the reason why after you were saved, he didn't take you to heaven. So that you can experience that mandate on earth. And I wish it was a Bible study, so I would have shown you how that God is so interested in that mandate that the end of the Bible tells us that we will still come down to earth again. What he calls the millennial reign of Christ for 1,000 years in Revelation 21. That's the reason why you cannot, like, I thank God for the spoken words, you know, that was ministered here. That's the reason why you cannot be heavily cautious and earthly irrelevant or relevant. That's the mandate, that we will reign as kings and as priests. The word of a king, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 8 verse 4, in the word of a king there is power. So the proof that you are a king is that your words are supposed to carry the power to create. So God brought us to share something with him that he did not give to creation. He is the Lord of the earth, but he brought us into partnership with him so that we can exercise that influence, that control over all things like he does on the earth. What a privilege that is. And the last few years we have seen in the world all kinds of situations, all kinds of chaos. The best of the world has failed in the face of current global crisis. But the Lord said to me, as we enter this year, it is time to return back to the beginning. And what was in the beginning? Your dominion. Tell your neighbor, your dominion. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 8. So we see that in Revelations there, this is the reason why we were redeemed. We were redeemed to exercise that which is our dominion. That which is our dominion. Hebrews 2 verse 8. Listen to this. You have put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not out under him. This King James translation is too... Somehow, this new King James. Do you have Amplified? Let's read it in Amplified so we can understand. For you have put everything in subjection under his feet. Now, in putting everything in subjection to man, he left nothing outside of man's control. When God says you should have dominion over all things, he left nothing outside your control. He didn't say have dominion over the earth, and he left Satan to be wandering around like a free radical, apart from Satan. So you have dominion over all things, but Satan still comes and does meeting on your head. He uses your head in the night as his footstool. Oh, okay, not footstool, you know, at least. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Bible says he left nothing. That means anything that is still exercising control over you is because you have not been brought into the mentality, the mindset of this reality, that he put all things under your feet. It sounds simple what I'm saying, But this is the key to living a victorious life. This is the key to walking in the full expression of your God-ordained purpose on the earth. Listen, it seems as if there are only a few people that God answers their prayer. It's not because of the anointing. No, 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 no. The anointing is for service. There are things that you should walk in naturally by default as a believer. Part of which is the understanding of your dominion mandate. You were born to rule. You were born to subdue, to have control over. You were not born to be subject to anything. That's the reason why when there is a dictatorial government over a people, after a period of time, there will be uprisings. Yes or no? Talk to me. That's because man was not created to be subdued. No. And many of us here, many things have played Lord over you for many years. Not because God seems powerless. As a matter of fact, some of the things God said I should tell you, some of the things we have been praying for that we have not seen the answers is because it was not supposed to be prayed for. It was supposed to be possessed and entered into. I was preparing for a meeting one time. And for the first time, God told me, don't fast. I said, eh? He said, don't fast. I said, oh God, what do I do? After praying for a while, God said, take these two scriptures, meditate on them. So I took these two scriptures and I'll teach you meditation. Meditating on them morning to evening. Just reading it again and again in my mind. Reading it again and again in my mind for 4 days. And the time came within those 4 days where the other name in the scripture fell out. I was now seeing my name. One of those scriptures was, now God worked unusual miracles through the hands of Paul. I meditated on it till the time came where I was not seeing Paul in my mind. It was my name I was seeing. And one point while I was there, all of a sudden I felt a surge of power inside of me. I said, this meeting is concluded. And on the strength of that, I went for that meeting and the Lord did mighty things. There are things that we pray for that you are not supposed to pray for. Some of the things you are supposed to declare it to happen. Ye shall decree a thing and it shall be what? Established. It didn't say you shall pray for a thing and it shall be established. No. When you pray, he answers. When you decree, it is established. So he can answer your prayer, but that thing can be stolen or taken away. Why? Because it's not been established. It takes your confession, your decree to establish it. There are many forces in the kingdom of God that have been put together to aid, to enforce compliance from creation, to aid the believer to walk in victory, to walk in his divine purpose, and to walk as more than a conqueror. Notice that the Bible didn't call us conquerors. Because a conqueror is someone who fought and received the trophy. If Nigeria plays World Cup, I don't know why our team has never, I don't know when. Something is wrong in that team. Something is wrong. There's something wrong. It seems as if the same problem in the political space has differed into football. Amen. But if, okay, who won the World Cup? Those of you who watched, who won it? You are pretending. Even the ladies, they watched. Some of you watched. You watched. Eh? Argentina won the cup, isn't it? Those guys were playing in the field for many days. Defeating one team after another. In fact, I think they lost their first match. Some of them entered. Was it second? Eh? Which one? Where did you watch your World Cup? Amen. Some of them went into injury. All kinds of things happened to them. They won the cup. But who will you say won the cup? Is it those 11 guys? No. You say it's Argentina. So those 11 guys that played, they are the conquerors. But the nation of Argentina, they are all more than conquerors. So every citizen of that country shares in that glory. Now the Bible says, but we are more. In other words, a battle has been won. You just enter into the spoils thereof. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There are things you don't pray for. One of my spiritual father shared with me a story. I think I've shared it with the workers recently. He shared with me a story. He said he went to preach in a particular city. And on the last day, having been led by God, he, you know, did some warfare declarations and all of that, caused many altars and all of that. And of course, you know, the kingdom of darkness has entrenchments in different territories. When you go there, you must go with the mindset of going to confront. Amen. Whether you are a preacher or a singer, don't just go there and sing, "You are here, moving in this place." Don't just do that one alone. No. Go in a place of prayer and cage the powers of darkness there. Then anything you sing will just break open revival. That's how it happens. He said, "I've set you these days over nations and kingdoms to do what? To pull down and to destroy, to tear down and to uproot, then to plant and to build." You just travel to a place, they gave you VIP treatment, and you slept because of the treatment. Go the next day now. Amen. What was I about to say before this? All right, so he went and did all kinds of tore down, cost and everything, and he went to sleep. After praying his normal prayer in the night, he went to sleep. When he slept, the demons, they came. Then he woke up from the dream. It came like a nightmare. Then he woke up. Now, you know, an average believer will start praying and interceding and warfare. When he woke up, he told me, he said he just sat on the bed. And here's what he said. He was talking to the spirits. He said, "Well, I knew you people would come. But just to inform you that what I said in the church still stands even here. Now, all of you get out of this place because I have a flight to catch tomorrow." And he went back and slept peacefully. And the next day he traveled back to where he was. Some of you are stepping into that realm of power. Yes. That's dominion. To subdue and to have control over. What is dominion? Number one, dominion simply means, number one, sovereign rule or control. Dominion means sovereign rule or control. Sovereign rule or control. Number two, dominion means the right to govern, rule, or determine. The right to govern, rule, or determine. John 1:12 says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave power." The word power there is the word right. He gave authority to be sons of God. So we have received the right to govern, to rule, or to determine. From God's perspective for man, dominion also means, number three, stewardship and caretaking. This is from God's perspective now for man, for mankind. Dominion means stewardship and caretaking. In other words, you are not totally in control. You are in control to the extent to which you are subject to the divine government of heaven. And everything on earth has been given to you as a steward. That's how you live. So whether it's your finances, your resources, your gifts, your talent, your congregation, your fans online, everything that you think God has put you above, you are only a steward and a caretaker of. Are we here? It also means to have power over, to exert influence upon. To have power over and to exert influence upon. To have power over Power is exercised in three dimensions. Power to become, power against, and power over. As many as received him, he gave them power to become. That's the first dimension. The power that makes you become in this new life in Christ Jesus. Then there is the power against principalities and powers. But then there is also power over, where you enter into total subjugation and dominion over the forces of the earth. Number five, dominion means reflecting God's glory to the earth and influencing all of creation to be endued with or subject to the same. Let me take it again. Dominion means reflecting God's glory to the earth and influencing all of creation to be endued with and subject to the same. Expressing and reflecting the life, the culture, the government, the wisdom of God to the earth, to a point where all of creation becomes subject to and endued with that which is reflected to them. That is what the Bible means when it says that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters covers the sea. In other words, if you are a businessman, dominion for you is that you will, in the sphere that God has placed you in, you will reflect the culture, the value system, the power, the wisdom of the kingdom of God, the superiority of the kingdom of God, to a point where your sphere of influence come not only to believe but to be endued with that which you have reflected to them and become subject to it. In other words, when your God becomes their God, case closed. That's dominion. So if you are a forex trader, other forex traders will come and be subject to your wisdom. Not because you are skillful more than them, but because there is an invisible finger behind your exploit and your prowess. No matter what they do, you seem to be on top. How many of you have had classmates in secondary school where every time they will always be first position? How many of you had that? Even if you consult witchcraft against them, they will come first. Amen. I had that one like that in my secondary school. Ah! GS1, first. GS2. Ah! Till we entered seniors. Okay, yeah, I think GS3 then. So when I got close to him, I now discovered how he used to read. He doesn't read to understand, he reads to cram. I say, no wonder. Over 197, 95. What kind of... So during night prep, you just see him quiet in a place and his mouth is moving. So he just, what do you call it? Cram and pour. Amen. Now that's dominion. When everything within your sphere of influence are subject to you, among other babas, now you they reign. They will even leave their shop and come to your shop and be discussing. When there's time for association, they want to do association and elect who will be on top. They'll say, ah, now you. That's dominion. The power of sonship. Listen to this. The power of sonship is the basis for our dominion. The power of sonship. That as we are subject to the government of God in Christ Jesus, that is the reason for why we have dominion within our sphere of influence or within our territory. So your dominion is shared dominion. It's God didn't just give you absolute power and left you alone. After all, government said absolute power corrupts. Yeah. So he gave you authority, but the extent to your authority is the extent to how submissive you are to his authority. and has made us unto our God. We report to him. He is King of kings, not King of the kings of the earth. He is King of we kings. And so you will increase in your sphere of dominion to the extent to which you are submissive to divine government. That's why proud people don't rise in the kingdom. If you ever saw a proud person at a formidable position in the kingdom, then I guarantee you it was by mistake. Of which the chances are a big zero. Do you understand what I'm saying? No. Because power can intoxicate. The reason why demons came out of people and shouted was because Jesus was submissive to the authority of God. The secret to Jesus' miracle ministry was not that Jesus could perform miracles as he liked. No. No. Jesus said in John chapter 5 verse 19 and 20, he said, "The Father has been working in me up till now." He said, "Most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father to do." But what do we have in our day? Because they call you man of God, you want to show yourself. You enter a place and you must prophesy to create an illusion of your reputation. No, no. Jesus did not heal every sick person. That's the reason why the man at the gate of the temple. Am I too boring for you this evening? I'm picking the words one after the other because this is the year of understanding. Was it not just 10 days after Jesus left them that Peter was walking by that temple and he saw the lame man, the man who was born lame from his mother's womb? That means Jesus was alive. And every time he entered the temple, he saw that man. But the Father in him said nothing about healing that man. So that's how dominion operates. But in the world, they take you into the practice of witchcraft and soothsaying to the belief that you can have power for which you can do and undo as you wish. That's satanic. In the kingdom, the power given to you is the power that helps, that sponsors your cooperating to fulfill divine business. So it is on the strength of your submission to divine authority, which is called sonship, that you exert dominion. And this dominion is obtainable in Christ Jesus and manifested through communion with the Holy Spirit. It is obtainable in Christ Jesus and manifested through communion. Communion is intimacy. Communion is fellowship. Communion is partnership with the Holy Spirit. So it is your relationship with the Holy Spirit that gives you the right and the ability to walk in dominion. The Bible says the Spirit and the bride says, "Come." How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with what? The Holy Ghost and with power. So because Jesus cooperated with the Holy Ghost, he went about doing good and healing all who was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to walk in dominion this year, if you want to subdue everything around you and conquer in every aspect of your life, then you must understand that in Christ Jesus, we are called into partnership with the Holy Spirit. And that is how our dominion mandate is manifested. So dominion does not mean a life of lawlessness. No, in fact, that is the life of lawfulness. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh. So you can't be walking in the flesh and say, "Oh, there's no condemnation against me." You are joking. Satan will appear in the night and wipe you. And no matter how you call the name of Jesus, nothing will happen. Because the power is not in the name you call. The power is in your understanding and submission to the authority that that name carries. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. It's not in the calling of the name. It's in the zone, the position of authority that is contained in that name. Let me not enter into some quarters. who walk not after the flesh but after the spirit. For the law of the spirit of... There's a higher law. You were not just redeemed from one law and left like that. No, you were redeemed to be subject to another law. That is the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And it is your walking in partnership with that law, which is the Holy Ghost at work in you, that you have escaped the zone of sin and death. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So when that law is telling you inside of you, it's time to pray. You don't ignore it and watch video game or play video game. When that law is telling you, give all that is in your account, you don't wait for 3 days and debate with God. That's how dominion is. There are 7 aspects this year that God will have us walk or exercise dominion over. 7 things that we must exercise dominion over in 2023. Number 1, we must exercise dominion over sin. We must exercise dominion over sin. When I say sin, I'm talking about the flesh and the selfish nature. These are 2. The flesh is the nature in your body that is conscious of the things of this world. And the Bible says all that is in the world passes away. Isn't it? It said the whole world lieth in wickedness. You must exercise dominion over the flesh. You must also exercise dominion over self. Me. Everything that makes you too conscious of you than the government of God. Especially in these last days where the Bible says men shall be lovers of themselves. You must have seen, I was discussing one of our brothers today. You must have heard all kinds of opinions these days, all kinds of theories that people are postulating. Self-love. You see, when somebody says, I don't feel like, that is a statement of self. That's the reason why if your love for another person is based on that feeling, is self. It's not pure love. You will love him today and hate him tomorrow. You will love him today when he brings a flower and 5,000 naira recharge card. And tomorrow, when he doesn't pick your call on time, you hate him. Yes or no? You know who I'm talking to now, ladies. You know I'm talking to you. So for your good, just answer me. Amen. Yeah, it's true. Say, oh, you are the best. You are the greatest man in the world. Check very well. Something followed. That's self. True love is unconditional. It's void of self. So the first place we must establish dominion over is sin. And sin finds expression through the flesh and your selfish nature. So you know that you are walking, you are ready to walk in dominion over other things when you've been able to conquer yourself, when you've been able to conquer your appetite, when you've been able to conquer your lust. The word lust is not a bad word. It is your response to that word that makes it bad. Temptation is not a sin. It's when you fall into it that it becomes sin. Yes or no? So we must exercise dominion over sin. And it is possible. Romans 8:13. It says, if you live by the flesh, you will die. But if by the spirit you put to death the deeds of the flesh. I don't have time to go into the deeds of the flesh. Go check it out in Galatians 5:19. Says you shall live. Number 2, we must exercise dominion over sickness, affliction, and all forms of satanic oppressions. We must exercise dominion over what? Sickness, affliction, and all forms of satanic oppression. God has redeemed you from every kind of sickness. For he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, sing it with me, we... First Peter 2:24 gives you that in a past tense rendition. We were healed. So healing is not something that God will do for you. He has done it. Now this is the year where, by reason of conscious understanding and deliberate partnership with the Word of God and the Spirit of God, you will walk in the fullness of that. That I can't stay sick. Every time season change, you'll fall sick. No. The Bible says none of the inhabitants of Zion shall say, I am sick. It's not up to God, it's up to you. The day you come into the understanding and live in the consciousness, you'll come out of that thing. Am I saying that if you are sick, you are not a born again Christian? No. I'm just saying that if you check other aspects of your life, you have exercised dominion over. But this one, that's because there are things that are lacking. If you are here and you keep struggling with infirmity or affliction, can I give you a secret to help you? If you don't talk, I will not talk. You don't pretend in church. This is the house of God, the ground and the pillar of truth. You have tried drugs, it's not working. You have tried this one, it's not working. You have tried that one. Can I tell you what to do? Take your Bible one day, sit down. Go through from Genesis to Revelation. I'm not saying read through, I'm saying go through. And look for every scripture that talks about divine healing or that shows you where God healed people. Read all of them and begin to meditate in them one after the other. You will not know when you come out of affliction. I have said, ye are gods and children of the Most High, but you shall die as mere men. He said, they know not, neither do they understand. They walk in darkness, and the foundations of the earth are out of course. He said, but you shall die as and fall as one of these ones, one of the princes. It's not because God is not able to, but there's something wrong with your understanding. Put your hands on your head. I declare in the name of Jesus that this year, the light of the wisdom of God's word comes on your understanding. Amen. Every stronghold that has existed in your mind and has become a trap and has held you in some form of captivity, it breaks from your life today. Amen. I said it breaks from your life today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number three, we must exercise dominion over darkness. Dominion over darkness. The darkness I'm talking about here is not demons. So the darkness is ignorance. For darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness. That's ignorance. They know not, neither do they understand. And because of that, they walk how? In darkness. The greatest captivity in a man's life is that is ignorance. And you know what? The greatest captivity, even more than that, is when you don't know that you don't know. When you don't know that you don't know. Jesus said the eye of the body is the lamp of the body. He said, if your eye is single, your body will be filled with light. He said, then be careful what you call light. He said, because you can, if what you call light is darkness, then your whole body will be filled with darkness. When you don't know that you don't know, you are in trouble, my brother and my sister. When you study your family and you find a repetition of patterns, unexplainable cycles of failure, there's something you don't know. You've been praying in the name of Jesus, but it's not going. Not because that name is not powerful, but you see, the name works and functions in a systematic way. God is a God of order. There are systems he has put in place. The kingdom of heaven operates with structures, definite structures. And it is your understanding of these structures that helps you cash in what God has. That's the reason why many people heal others, but they themselves are bound by the same thing that they heal others from. That's why somebody can be skillful and talented and poor. I told one of our sisters yesterday, I said, God didn't give me brain. No. He gave you people, you people are more skillful. I said, I wish I had the kind of brain you had. I'd be working on millions. And then she replied to me, she said, Daddy, we wish we have the brain you have. I said, me, I don't have brain. I have the mind of Christ. Ignorance. I want you this year to wage war against ignorance. Are you hearing me? Every area of your life that you notice that you are ignorant about, don't just excuse yourself, or don't just do like you can't see that, because a day will come. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is what? Small. That should be Proverbs 24 verse 10. Go and read verse 5 and verse 6. It says, a wise man increases in strength. A wise man is strong, and a man of knowledge increases. So it is knowledge that increases the amount of spiritual knowledge you have that determines your capacity and ability. So if you faint in the days of adversity, it's because you were deficient of knowledge. You were calling on God, but you didn't know something. But this year, ignorance comes to an end in your life. Some of you, this is the year where God will show you the secret, the mystery behind some unbreakable yokes around your life. And in one day after that discovery, you will stumble into where God has already designed for you. We must exercise dominion over darkness, circumstances, and situations. Number four, we must exercise dominion over poverty. I curse poverty from your life. The way you are saying amen, you want to pamper it. Huh? Daddy, where the pamper? You want to pamper the poverty. I say, I curse poverty from your life. In my opinion, it's a demon. Don't joke with it. Poverty is one force that can look at you and all that you think you are in Christ Jesus and still limit you. Some of you have songs that nations need to hear. But because you don't have 250,000 naira to go to a very good studio and produce the song. And so one nation somewhere, they are delayed from entering into revival. Why? Because the voice that carries their key is limited. It's an error. You must say no to it. Smith Wigglesworth said when he finally accepted the call to ministry, he had to make a deal with God. He said, God, I was doing well as a businessman. Now that you want me to preach, if I must preach, I will never be poor. In fact, he told God, he said, I must never wear, there's a kind of shoe. And you know, funny enough, God granted him his request. He said, hitherto have you not asked. All this while you have been thinking poverty is the back door to heaven. That the blessed are the poor. The poor in spirit. He didn't say the poor in cash. I don't think the poor in blessed are the poor in spirit. But the poor in flesh or in cash, they are not blessed. I'm not sure they are blessed. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's easier for a poor man to go to heaven. You don't believe me? Why do we have increase in crime in our nation? Why is there kidnapping? Kidnapping has become a lucrative business now. A family that can barely afford 3 square meals, they kidnap one of their members and force them to cover 2 million. And because they can, a man will do anything to save his life, they go everywhere and borrow and enter into debt. Then they release their family member back to them, but they have debt that it will take them 10 years to pay. That's poverty. Another kind of poverty is borrowing, the borrowing mentality. The Bible says the rich rule over the poor as the borrower is slave to the lender. Let me whisper something. When you go to that nation, you find them, they operate a credit system of finance, credit cards. You understand? We have debit cards. You get. So it means as you buy something, they deduct from money that is there already. But in their system, they have credit card. Now, let me explain to you how that works. It means that you don't have money in your account. So when you go to buy something and you just swipe like that, they will give you everything that you have bought. But it means that they gave you on credit. So you are owing the government who served as a subsidiary agent for you. It was the government that paid for that for you, but you are owing. So what will happen is, at the end of the month, when money enters your account, what thing will happen? Oh, some of you know. That's why you open another account. When you want to say, you say, no, don't send it to that guy. Send it. Alambra kaprate galasko bale hazua. Siada kabaratane. Say, don't send it to that account. Don't send it to this. What they call those shark, loan sharks. Oh, cash, oh, pay. You know them, right? May God deliver you from there. And when you go on social media, if you see the way they advertise their product, say, no, you cannot be broke again in this economy. Have you downloaded so app? And then you after watch, you say, yes, it's true. And now that you can't sleep. You are sending text messages to apostle. Why? Because they are threatening you that if you don't pay. All of that, those are just the tentacles of the force called poverty. This year, we must exercise dominion over it. Amen. He said, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich for your sake, he became poor, so that through his poverty, you will be rich. That means if you are not rich, the reason for why he became poor is in vain. And this year, the secret to kingdom wealth will be revealed to you. I'm not talking about wealth that will stay in one generation. Transgenerational wealth. Amen. Dominion over poverty. It's important too, because the economy of this nation, I don't know when it will get better. We are praying for it to get better, but I don't think any government has the capacity to. They can have the idea, but the problem in Nigeria has never been idea or proposal. It is in implementation. Yes or no? They did national conference in 2014. What did they do with it till today? The problem is not that we don't know what to do. It's in translating what we know, I beg your pardon, to reality. So if you are waiting for somebody to come and change, no. It's time for you to tap into the secrets to kingdom wealth. He said, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches, not by your salary, in glory. How would you feel when you die and go to heaven and discover that you didn't spend one kobo from your glory account? And you can't spend it again because in heaven there's no buying and selling. He said, come, for all things are ready. What will you do? You will now cry like the rich man to Abraham. He said, God, please send this one to my brothers there. But God gives us that victory this year. Number what? 5. Dominion over devils, principalities, and powers. We must exercise dominion over devils, principalities, and powers. Some dreams must stop in your life this year. They are pursuing you. Just before they caught you, now woke up. Hey! It must come to an end. Some of you are afraid to sleep at some particular time of the night, because you feel like something enters the room and it's coming for you. No, it must stop. It must come to an end. He said, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That means there is no provision for rematch, for reprisal attacks. It is foreign to the operation of the kingdom. But if it is happening in your life, then there is something you don't know to exercise your dominion. This year, I don't think I will always obey the call where they call and say, there's a demon here, oh, come and cast it out. No. I don't think I will always obey it again. I'm not saying I'll not pray for you, but I'm just reading out my own New Year resolution for you. And my own resolution is not like a drunkard that you say, I will not drink again. Then after 4 days, he goes back and takes all the shots for the days he missed. My own resolution, I work with it. This year, I will not answer that call. Always. You call me and say, hey, somebody's possessed. I'll ask, is there any Pneumatech member there? Give the person the phone. Then when they give the person the phone, they say, ah, Papa, good afternoon. I say, you know what to do. Do you want me to grow old? No. Even Jesus at a point, he called his disciples and he sent them 2 by 2. He said, go, preach, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received. Freely. All this long time of training. You know, some of us, it's pneumatic for some of us, I beg to say. Some of us, is just to dress fine and come and sit in church and shout when they are shouting and watch when apostle comes in. Oh, he's on this dressing today. No. Those days are over. The training that you have been receiving, it's time to practicalize it. In fact, this year, maybe we need to commission some females amongst us. That'll be our prayer team. If I have a call from Shagari Locals that somebody is under attack, I'll just send you there. The disciples, they say, we will give ourselves, sir. They say, we'll give ourselves to the ministry of the word and to prayer. And Stephen, though he was serving food, the Bible says he worked great miracles amongst them. And the disciples were not threatened, because that was what they were all supposed to enter into by default. Why run from spirits that God has given you power over? The Bible says you are seated with Christ in heavenly places. And he's seated far above principalities and powers and thrones and dominions and every name that is named, both in this world and in the world to come. That means if there is a demon that has not been launched into the earth, even that one, Jesus is above him. And you are seated with him. It even gets worse in Colossians. He says, for you were dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. How do you attack that kind of a person? You have to attack God, subdue God, then attack Christ, subdue Christ, then attack the person. And then you can't sleep in the night. God forbid. That's why every time I talk, you hear me say, go and ask them. If you meet the devil on the road, ask him. You see, I don't say it and I'm afraid. No, I'm saying it from a conscious mentality. It's not something I just knew. It's something I've known. In fact, the easiest thing to do is to cast out devils. The Bible says, in my name, they shall do what? Jesus did not put it on the base of your holiness. Hey, I heard a story from a man one time like that. The man said, some people were trying to cast out a devil and a drunkard was passing. The guy just finished youth service and he was passing by where they were. And he came and said, in the name of Jesus, come out! A drunkard. And according to the story, the person fell down and was fine. That means the demons left. So the people, after they had come to themselves, they went to the person and said, how did you learn? Because this is a drunk. Sorry, not you, sir. He said, how did you learn this? He said, well, during his youth service days, he used to see some people do it. In my name. Just going with the mentality that you are sent. These signs shall follow them that believe. No. This is a year to exercise dominion over those powers from your father's house. When you rise in that dominion, they will hold a meeting in the village and say, this one, let her be. May that be your portion. You heard that testimony. Say, we can't give you the contract. Why did you bring your pastor here? What was the pastor doing? Shouting. The pastor was just standing there. And I did not reply his text. Yet there was a spiritual communication beyond the text message. Last year, something happened with one of our sisters here. She texted me that her aunt's child was sick to the point of death. I had no communication with the aunt. I just sent her a text. I said, tell your aunt that the child will fall asleep now and wake up better a few hours later. And by 6 p.m. today, the child will be completely fine. Are you crazy? And that was exactly what happened. The woman, according to the story, was looking at the child, waiting for 6 p.m. and she didn't know when the child was completely fine. It's called dominion. Number 6, dominion over territories. Dominion over territories. We must exercise dominion over our geographical and sociological territories. Not only just the place where you stay, but the sphere of influence that God has placed you as a musician, as a banker, as an entrepreneur, as a student. You must exercise dominion where you are. Dominion means to be the most preferred in that place. Don't be scared of succeeding. It's your birthright. You are not supposed to pursue it. You are supposed to be successful. You are not supposed to do successful. You are supposed to be. It's your birthright in Christ Jesus. Some of you are too scared of greatness. Say, hey, make I not do too much. I used to have one friend those days. He was so intelligent. If you give us dictation, he will get everything. Then he by himself will fail one of the numbers. Why? He said, so that they will not say, I got 10 over 10 because I copied. And he was never accrued to be the best in our time. Yet he was. And some of us are like that. Who told you it's not your right to be at the top? Who told you? Sir, who told you that you will not be the leading sound company in the north? Who told you? The fact that others have gone ahead of you doesn't mean the stage is not wide enough for you to shine. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? I'm called to do ministry, yes. But let me tell you one of my ambitions. And this ambition is safely without pride. I told God that in the realm of deliverance, if you will mention two names in the northeast of Nigeria, my name must be one of it. And I'm walking my way there. So if you mention Apostle Jonathan, you know that you are just talking about one person. It's called dominion. The disciples came to Jesus. They say, all men seek you. You, how many people are looking for you? That's why you are broke. I'm sorry. But he said, Gentiles shall come to your light and kings toward the brightness of your rising. When all men seek you. So it's not pride. So when you mention apostle, the first name that should come out from the person's mouth is who? My name. Because God told me, he said, I've given you the northeast. And from the day he said that word, I held on to it. It's not me. He said he has given me the northeast. So when I pray, I see myself exercising dominion for the kingdom over the 6 states in the northeast. As far as I'm concerned, all the demons over these 6 states can do me nothing. He said he has given me. Are you hearing me? Maybe if I go to the middle belt, we can contend. But here, it doesn't matter whether they come from Marama. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No, this is me in my field. You translate it to your own field. Are you hearing me? Oh, by the way, this year, God has given us a mandate to start an outreach. So one of those places will begin to go one by one. I can't wait to go to that place. I heard that they used to consult all kinds of things there. Let's go there. Are you hearing me? You see, it is in darkness that light shines brightest. By the time I go there and I cease rain for 1 week and we preach, and when I finish, I say, okay, rain fall for 7 days stretch, and as you fall, thunder strike all the shrines. Even though it's a local place, my name will look for paper, newspaper. And who is glorified? Jesus. His power, that's the reason why some of our parents, though they are in Christ Jesus, but they still sneak back to the village to go and fellowship with idols. Because they've not seen the power of God in display in their territory. So they are not too sure. This Jesus you are preaching, they've not seen power in your life. So they are not too sure. So in order for them not to lose, let them... God is giving you grace to take over your territory. Number 7, dominion over death. Dominion over death. For scripture says death has been swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? Dominion over death. You can't die this year. No. No. I used to tell some of our workers, I say, those that we go together, we drive, you know, we are driving together in the place. I'll tell them, if something happens right now, I'll disappear and leave you here. And I'm not joking when I say, you've not seen it, but one day you will see it. I'm not joking, I'm telling you. That you say, ask me, hey! Just turn and look at where I was sitting. You will not see me there again. So what you need to do to save that car is make my hand touch somewhere in the car. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Dominion over death. A man of God called William Branham, of blessed memory, story had it that in his older years in ministry, he began to backslide. And God had already started giving warnings that he would take him out of the scene. And one day he was driving with his wife and his son and the other family were in the other car. They had an accident. So big was the accident that they were thrown out through the windscreen outside. And the car somersaulted. You know, that is death. The story had it that he was lying close to where his wife was. So when his son rushed to him, the wife was already dead. And he was somehow lifeless, but he was still alive. In his pain and agony and blood, he asked the son, where is my wife? The son said, she's here. He said, put my hand on her. And they put his hand on the woman and she came back to life. He's dying. Go and Google it. William Branham. This is an apostate. He said, put my hand on her. And she came back to life. I was in the hospital. He died. See, death is a spirit. If God has given you dominion over spirits, it applies to death. Some of you, it's because you don't have this understanding, that's why death is still fishing people in your family every year. Every June, somebody must die. But the day you realize that the Bible says death has been swallowed up in victory, you can stand and make a declaration. And death stops. They tell you that a baby died in your womb. From where? Nothing dead remains dead in my life. How can a life giver produce death? It's not possible. A bad tree does not give birth to good fruit. Neither do a good tree give birth to bad fruit. You heard the story from our sister last year at Utah Flame. Say, apostle say, you and your child will live and be preserved. The woman gave birth to a child and they said the child had died. She told the doctor that the apostle said, me and my child are preserved. And the child came back to life. Some of you, what you are afraid of is death. But I came to tell you that this is the year where you rule over that spirit. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, quickly, as we round up, what must I do to experience and walk in God's dominion mandate for my life? Number one, what must I do to experience and walk in God's dominion mandate for my life? Number one, walk in the Spirit. Bible says, walk in the Spirit that you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. another word for that, on another sentence to explain that is befriend the Holy Ghost. Be drawn to the ways of the Spirit of God. Seek to obey Him at all times. Live in the consciousness of Him indwelling in you. Some of you don't live with that consciousness. That's the reason why sometimes you fall into sin. That's the reason why sometimes you become afraid, or the devil seems to manipulate you or oppress you at some point. He says, "Lo, I am with you always." He said, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will send you a comforter, and He will abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world does not know, because the world does not see, because they do not know Him." He said, "But you see Him because He dwells with you and shall be in you." Befriend the Holy Ghost. Number two, go for light. Tell your neighbor, go for light. Go for light. The entrance of your word, Psalms 119 verse 130, giveth light and it giveth understanding. Dominion is possible by light. So how do you access this light? Take the reading and study of the word of God very serious this year. Very serious. Very serious. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. Take the word of God serious. The Bible says in Revelations 1, 2 or 3, it says, "Blessed is he that readeth the prophecies of this book." Just reading the word of God alone is a blessing to your life. How much more studying? Take it very serious. You can access this light by also gleaning on the materials of those who have it. When I say light, I'm talking about spiritual knowledge. I'm talking about revelation. I'm talking about understanding. Another way to access it is to glean on the materials of those who have it. Study their books, listen to their tapes, watch their videos, and watch their lives till you catch the spirit that is in them. It's not a waste of time. Like this message now, some of you after this service, this night, you will sleep listening to this message. That's another way to access light. There are things that God may not give to you on your own sitting. It's someone who has acquired it. Daniel chapter 9 verse 2, what did he say? Daniel, he said, "I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years specified by the word of the Lord." Through who? Jeremiah the prophet. Daniel did not say, "Me too, I'm a prophet, so I must invent." You know, our generation now, we have a very pompous and proud generation. Just because this guy was my friend, I can't listen to his message. No. No. When someone has something you don't know, go for it. Glean on it. Stay on it. I listen to our messages. Me, I listen to it. Some of you have been to my house, you've heard it play. I listen to it again and again and again. Because that person preaching is Jonathan, the man of God. Go for light. Some of you, all this data we are spending, Instagram and the rest, why don't you use it to look for light? Why can't you sit on the month of February and say, "Okay, this favor that they are talking about, I want to understand how it works so that I can walk it at all times." And then sit with the word of God, or sit with tapes of those who have been proven to walk in it. This afternoon I was praying, and while praying, I had a vision. There's a man of God I've been following since last year, and there's something in his life that I don't understand. I've been watching all his tapes, trying to catch it. I couldn't. And then I had a vision, and in the vision, I didn't see anything, but I was hearing like audio playing. And he was talking to me, his voice was talking to me. Now, I have not listened to this man in like 24 hours. And then he told me, "The secret to this thing you see in my life is because of my dash, dash, dash with dash, dash, dash." Boom! I got it. I will not tell you. Amen. Just you keep listening to me. One day you will get it. There's a man of God in this nation. Every time he's preaching on wealth and finances, he will always refer to a vision he had. a vision he had, in 2007, a vision. I said, what is this? And after years of studying and following, one day in a retreat, the Holy Spirit spoke to me audibly. He said, the secret of this man in this area is in this dream he had. And then he opened the dream and showed me the secret. And from that day, I knew that I can never be poor. Not I will never. I can never be poor. If I tell you I don't have money, come back in 2 hours' time. You are sure to find that statement not true. And it's not like I sent text message to anybody, give me money. Go for light. Go for light. Some of you, you need to go for the light that brings deliverance. Some of you for healing. Some of you for the anointing. You keep receiving impartation, but you don't know how to use what you have. Some of you are worshippers and you carry a prophetic anointing. You've understood how to tap into the worship dimension, but the prophetic dimension, you don't know how to. Go and look at the life of somebody who has what you have. David didn't just kill Goliath. He had been rehearsing. He killed lions and bears. That's the reason why he could kill Goliath. Because you agree with me that a bear, when he wants to attack, he doesn't stand on his 4 legs. He stands up on his 2 legs. So he knew, by that training, he knew how to sling a stone towards a giant. Go for light. Number 3, under light, accessing light, develop the habit of meditation. Develop the habit of meditation. Ah! Meditation. Hayamanda kabosharata de kalizia tama. Just taking a scripture and thinking through it till the words become a reality, till the words are painting pictures in your mind. You can think through a scripture and a day will come where you begin to see yourself in that scripture. And that becomes the basis for another dimension of experience. But in his law doth he meditate day and night. In a time of social media, and you know there's corruption everywhere. You can't spend almost 10 minutes on the internet without interfacing with a pornographic site. One way or the other, even comedy that they do these days, skits. Some skit makers are introducing subtle pornography in it. Be careful the comedy you watch. Oh. Am I lying? Talk to me. Why don't you meditate on the word? Some of us meditate on bad news more than the word of God. Take that word, meditate on it. Walk around your house thinking about it. I will bless you. He spoke to Abraham, but the Bible says, if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heir to the promise. And so he told Abraham, he said, I will bless you and make your name great. And through you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. He spoke to Abraham and his seed, who you are. Meditate on that scripture till it becomes your reality. I am blessed to be a blessing. My name shall be great. That means a day will come where your name will open doors for people. They say, who sent you? So and so person. Come. You think you can't get there? Meditate on the word of God till you encounter power from it. I just told you how I got the power of God for a meeting. Meditation. Practice it. Put it in your head. Sleep with it. Play it in the night. You have audio Bible. Let it work on your mind. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night. If you are not obsessed with the word of God, then you cannot possess your possession. You cannot walk in the miraculous. You can't walk in the possibilities that are contained in the cell, in the same. Meditate. Meditation. That is true power. Even the occult, all of these pseudo-Christian cults and all of these religions, they practice meditation. It's believers that don't. Tell me how would you become what the word of God says? You see me quoting scriptures anyhow. It's not because I crammed it. It's over time and I'm as busy as you or even more busy than you. You don't say, I'm busy, I don't have time. Nothing like that. Meditate on it. Everything around you is lying to you except the word of God. You've just not looked into it. Everybody in your house are saying you are a loser. You graduated, you don't have a job. This and this and that and that. Brother, there is one place that is saying something different about you. Put your ears there and meditate on it. I know that you like to meditate on the text message that he sent you last night. He told you are a sugar. I wonder, when somebody calls you sugar, I wonder, sir. You lick sugar till he finish. Me, I'm not sugar. Oh. So when the sugar finish, what happens? That text message that has emojis of love. Those red. That's what you are meditating on. Now, take the word of God and meditate on it. Some of you, the word that God spoke to you in the dream of the night, do you meditate on it? God told me something on the fourth day of February, 2016. And that became the basis for my ministry. There were times where I went through trials, but that word stayed in my mind. It stayed in my mind. Today is my reality. He said, I have made you light. Meditation. Number three, exalt the altar of prayers. Exalt the altar of prayers. Maintain a consistent prayer life. The Bible says pray without ceasing. Make it a habit, morning, afternoon, and evening. You must not stay and pray for long, but make sure you keep that intermittent habit of prayer. The Bible says speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Edify yourself by speaking in tongues often. Another way to exalt the altar of prayer is to seek the Lord before you do anything. In fact, God may not always speak to you when you ask him for something, but God will always speak to you when you develop the habit of prayer. Because then you are not praying because you want something from him. You are praying because it's a lifestyle. Most times, decisions that I've made that has affected my life positively came when I was just spontaneously praying. Exalt the altar of prayer more than sleep. If you need to get a bucket and put cold water inside and put your leg inside it, I don't care, whatever you have to do. Exalt the altars. There is dominion by prayers. And also pray yourself into the prophecies and promises of God for your life. Number four, give like crazy. What did I say? I'll soon be done. We are soon rounding up now. Give like what? Do you know that giving is one of the fundamental spiritual laws for receiving? That nothing comes to you if you have not given something. Even understanding will only come to you when you have paid attention. That means you can't receive understanding until you have given attention. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 1. Even to get understanding, there must be something you give. It's called attention. Hear, my children, the instruction of a father. And what? Give attention to know. Even to get understanding, you must give something. Whatever you cannot give is what you can never rise above. Very, very important. Every time you give something, you die to that thing. You no longer see yourself sustained by that thing. And then you rise above it. That's why the Bible says, if he did not spare his son, but gave him for our sake, how much more shall he not with him freely give us all things? If he has given his son, what else can he not give? In the kingdom, your power to have and to hold is in your ability and willingness to lay down. Giving is the fundamental unit for experiencing financial dominion. After all is said and done, forget about financial dominion if you have not made a practice of giving. Now let me say this, maybe we'll stop here. For those of you who have been giving and giving and you've not seen anything come, let me encourage you. There's a scripture in Ecclesiastes 11 that says, if the cloud be filled with rain, it will empty itself on the earth. There is always a harvest season. There's always a harvest time. It may look like nothing is happening, just wait. It's not only money you can give. You can give your time. keep spending time in the presence of God, it looks like nothing is happening to your life. Don't worry, just hold on. One day God will put an anointing on your life, and from that day you will know how relevant a man can be in God's hands. Give this year. Give. Give to God. Give to people around you. Give to meet a need. Don't hold back to yourself. Many of us, you are good, you love God, but you keep holding back. God cannot trust you. Wealth in the kingdom is trust. God will only give those that are always ready to be opened when he asks. Let me tell you, the key to kingdom wealth after everything is that you live like a warehouse. Do you enter a warehouse to carry something and the warehouse to say, where are you going to? Come on, go back. No. So everything you have is at the mercy of God. He can come at any time and God will ensure that you never stay dry. Number 5, give yourself wholly to kingdom service. Give yourself to the service of the Lord. Job 36 verse 11. If they shall obey and serve him, they shall spend their years in prosperity and their days in pleasure. Exodus 23 verse 25. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread with waters. Your bread and water. And he shall take all of these diseases far from you. And the promise goes on and on to verse 30. We're about to pray now. So give yourself to kingdom service wholly. And then finally, thirst for genuine spiritual power. Dominion is never possible without the power of God. You must thirst for it. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst, for they shall what? Be filled. How hungry are you to experience the power of God? We are about to pray. How thirsty are you to see God move through and in your life? Listen to me. Every mission that is not backed up by power in this life will end up in frustration. You cannot walk in dominion without the support system of God's power. But you see, the power of God will only answer to thirst. Oh God, you are my God, only will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee, my flesh longeth for thee, in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water, to see your power and your glory. How thirsty are you for the power of God? How thirsty are you to see God move in and through your life? Because when you are thirsty and hungry for his move, for his power, it will drive you into certain quarters with God. You can tell a hungry man by his actions, uncomfortable until food comes. This is that year where you need to hunger for God. You need to chase after him. This is not the year where somebody should force you to go to church. To go to church is a problem. No! This is the year where you find yourself going in and out of retreats, in and out of fastings, because you are hungry. You have seen God, but you are yet not satisfied. Because there is more that God can give. Some of you have hit 1 million the last 1 year. Thank God for that. But do you think that is all God can give you? Are you hungry for something new? Are you hungry for another move of his spirit? Are you ready to pursue it till you become a pioneer of the same in your territory? Listen, hunger can, you may not be called by God, but hunger can make you called. Hunger can create space for you among the called. There are people that are called into ministry not because they were called by God, but because their hunger was too much for God to deny. So God had to give them certain things that have made them too relevant to be denied. Are you hearing me? Of all the anointings I prayed for, I never one day prayed for the prophetic. It came. And I can tell you the truth by the grace of God. I'm not boasting. But if I tell you, thus says the Lord, go and sleep, it will come to pass. Are you hearing me? There are prophets by calling. There are prophets by intimacy. I'm not called a prophet, but I know the sound of the heartbeat of God. If he speaks, I can tell you, God spoke. Stand on your feet. I hunger and thirst for you in a dry and weary land. I hunger and thirst for you in a dry and weary land. For all We are going to pray. Listen to me. With all that you have heard tonight, it shows that this year is pregnant. I don't have time tonight to give you some of the things the Lord showed me about the year. Maybe I'll do that on private videos on YouTube. But if you are ready this year to partner with God, you will see a manifestation of all that God has promised you. Put up Joshua chapter 21. We're about to pray. Verse 45. One scripture. And then we'll pray. Joshua 21 verse 45. I want to show you something that is possible in the kingdom of God that you can enter into. It said, not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord had spoken to the house of Israel. Read the last sentence together. 1, 2, go. All came. Read it 1, 2, go with life. All. Read it one more time. All. Is it possible that that happens for you? Yes, it is. It is possible if you are ready to partner with God. I want you in the next 2 minutes to lift your voice and insist for the manifestation of every word that God has released to your life this night. And every word that God has spoken to you this year, I want you to lift your voice and insist. God has shown us 7 areas that we must exercise dominion over. Can you mention those areas and insist for that reality? He said, as I hear you say in my ears, so will I do. Can you lift your voice? Can you lift your voice and insist? This is the year of prosperity for somebody. This is a year of longevity. This is a year of dominion over sickness. This is a year of dominion over devils, principalities, and powers. This is the year to walk in spiritual power. Power as of old. Power like the apostles. Are you praying at all? Open your mouth and insist. Kapratos kaparadia kaya lekeya. My life must become the expression of the word of the Lord spoken to me. My life must become the manifestation of the same. My life must become. Come on, somebody lift your voice and insist. Shakaparada kaya teke. Come on, insist. The word of the Lord over my life must come to pass. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. For God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent of his word. As he said, it shall he not do it. As he spoken, it shall he not command it to be so. Two more prayer points. I want you to cry for the fire of prayer this year. That there will be fire on your altar from January to December. This is the year to shake off spiritual laziness. This is the year to shake off any form of coldness and lukewarmness. This is the year to be on fire for God. Can you lift your voice? Cry for the fire of God, the fire of prayer. Are you praying upon? Oh God, baptize me with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Fire on my altar. Fire all day, all night. No more spiritual laziness. No more spiritual slavery. No more spiritual death. Arise as a warrior. Arise as a mighty man. Your generation is ready. Lastly, you are going to pray. Listen, the Bible says, whatever you bind on earth is what? Bound in heaven. Whatever you lose on earth is loose in heaven. Everything that God has spoken over you has been released from heaven. But there are forces, satanic entrenchments around you to divert or to destroy that which, I hope you know, the Bible says the thief cometh to steal, kill, and what? Destroy. Now you are going to take the next 2 minutes to pray and contend with those forces. Say after me, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I arrest every force.
Every force.
Every power.
Every power.
From the pit of hell.
From the pit of hell.
Assigned over my life.
Assigned over my life.
To steal.
To steal.
To rob.
To rob.
Or to destroy.
Or to destroy.
My prophecy.
My prophecy.
To divert the blessings of God,
the blessings of God,
the promise of God,
the promise of God
over my life,
over my life.
I arrest you.
I arrest you
by fire.
By fire.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And I enter.
And I enter
into
the fulfillment
of every word,
of every word
spoken by God over my life.
Over my life.
Open your mouth and turn it to prayer.
You're so faithful to me, Lord. You're so faithful to me.
I want to speak over your life by the privilege of the election of grace and the calling of apostleship. As God set man over this movement, over this commission, I want to declare and prophesy over your life today. Something is about to shift for somebody now. Now. He sent his word and healed them. And deliver them from all their destructions. Please lift your hands. I want you to shout amen as loud as you can after every declaration. I pray for you today, by the authority of the word of God that you have heard, and by the power of the Holy Ghost that is able to perform the same, I declare over your life today that this year 2023, from start to finish, will be your year of all-round dominion. In the name of Jesus. Everything that has contended with you, I declare, this year, you are rising above. I said you are rising above. I said you are rising over. In the name of Jesus, I speak to the forces and the elements of nature. I speak to the earth that you stand upon. And I speak to the four winds of the territory that you are domiciled in. And I declare compliance on every side to fulfill your dominion mandates. In the name of Jesus Christ. I declare that this year you are walking in dominion over sickness, over affliction, over death, over satanic oppressions, over satanic manipulations, over ancestral patterns, over territorial patterns. over the kingdom of darkness, over poverty, receive it in the name of Jesus. Everything that has pursued you unlawfully before this year, I declare you the pursuer of the same. You don't understand what I said. Anything that has pursued you into this year, I declare you a pursuer of the same. Now listen to me. I decree and declare over your life in the name of Jesus that the only forces permitted to pursue you are the forces of God's goodness and mercy. For listen, it is written, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. May that scripture become your manifestation. May it become your manifestation. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lay your right hand on your head. The scripture declares that we have the mind of Christ. I declare from today that every stronghold that has existed in your mind, sponsored by the kingdom of darkness that has limited you, that has deprived you of your dominion mandate, I crush them by the power of God's word. It's a pulling down strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. I declare those strongholds are broken down forever. Strongholds of the mind be broken down forever. And I declare in the name of Jesus, begin to function by the mind of Christ. I impart you by the power of the Holy Ghost with supernatural intelligence. Let the spirit of wisdom rest upon your life. I said, let the spirit of wisdom rest upon your life. The spirit of understanding rest upon your life. The spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. The spirit of counsel and might. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I declare from those heads that your hands are on, ideas that will change the world will proceed. Ideas that will turn around your finances. Ideas, strategies from God, from Elohim himself, that will turn around your ministry, that will turn around your family, that will turn around all that concerns you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Remove your hands from your head. I curse the activity of the devourer from your life. Every spiritual force from the kingdom of darkness that has preyed upon your resources, upon your finances before now. You start but you cannot finish. You gather but you cannot keep. Arandoshka parata kapala de kasutia. Riskaprata kapala taboriata. I sentence them from your life forever. I banish them from your life forever. And I declare everything that has been stolen from you, restore, 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 restore. I'm still praying the prayer of restoration. Everything that the devil stole from you in 2022, I enforce the restoration of the same this year. Listen, it will not come back the way it was stolen. It was stolen, I beg your pardon. It will come back in sevenfold. For it is written that a thief, when he is caught, shall restore sevenfold what he has taken. I declare everything that was stolen from your life, from your ministry, from your career, from your family, I call for a sevenfold restoration. I call for a sevenfold restoration. Restoration of jobs, restoration of finances, restoration of families, restoration of careers, restoration of ministry, restoration of your glory. In the name of Jesus. I'm still praying for you. Please lift your hands. Every transgenerational limitation that your family has suffered from and that has threatened your rising, by the power that is in the covenant of the blood of Jesus, the everlasting and eternal blood that speaketh better things than the blood. Help, I see the power of God touching some people now. By the power of the blood of sprinkling, I pull down the foundations of that curse. I pull down the strongholds of those spirits. I delete those patterns from your life. And I declare that the limitation is over. It is over. It is over. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. This year you are breaking forth on every side. By the covenant of submission, this is our year of increased greatness. Not only will you see greatness this year, you will see it in its increasing levels. It says, for one shall chase 1,000 and two shall chase 10,000. A little one shall become 1,000 and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, shall hasten it in its time. This is your time. This is your time. Therefore, I declare uncontrollable rising in your life. Unstoppable rising in your life. In the name of Jesus. Two more declarations and we are done. Every force, every spirit, every power, every man that has vowed that you will not succeed, that has vowed that you will not rise, that has threatened to eliminate you this year, I'm speaking over you now and into the year, right to the very end of it. I declare that the earth will open up and swallow them. Open and swallow them. Listen to me. Any man that has said that over their dead body will you enter into what God has for you, may that prayer of theirs be answered. I said, may that prayer that they have made be answered. You may not like my prayer, but it is the truth, and get ready for it this year. Any man that must go down for you to rise, any man or woman or spirit that must die for you to see all that God has declared concerning you, I enforce that had to happen right now. I enforce the manifestation of the same now. In the name of Jesus. I declare that you shall not die, but you shall live to declare the work and the words of the Lord. In the land of the living, you are preserved in this year. Go forth and experience dominion. Go forth and be established on every side. Every dead business, receive the life of the Spirit of God now. You have a business idea, but there's no capital. I declare by the God of heaven that is able to create all things, in 24 hours, in 72 hours, in 7 days, let there be a miraculous provision of that capital. May the Lord loosen the loins of kings to your sake. May the Lord cause men and women to help you. In the name of Jesus. I prophesy miracle jobs this year. Some of you have been in one place for a long time, and now it's becoming a burden, it's becoming a yoke. You are not free because of that place. You are not free to serve God. You are not free to do many things. This year, I call forth a job offer that will shift you to a higher level. The Bible says God quickens the dead and calleth those things that are not as they were. Everyone trusting God for a miracle in their journey, in their career, in terms of a job, a new job, receive your miracle this night. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is asking me to say this. Anyone in any field represented here, whether ministry, business, career, academics, wherever, and it is time for your voice to be heard. I amplify your voice to the nations. May your words speak for you. May your voice become loud enough for the nations to hear. May your generation recognize you in this year 2023. In the name of Jesus. Clap your hands and give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. Now, just before we share the grace and go, while we are all standing, let's give an opportunity for those who want to make Jesus their Lord and their personal Savior. You want to begin this year on a new note. Please, no movement everywhere except for the counseling team. You want to begin this year with Jesus. Or perhaps you have been born again, but you backslided. You can't understand your walk with God now, and you want to rededicate your life. You want it to be like a commitment as you start this year with the Lord. Wherever you are, I want you to lift up your right hand unashamedly. God is ready to give you a fresh start. His promise for you is that you will have dominion. He wants you to be saved. He wants you to love Him. He wants you to experience Him and experience the newness of life that is in Christ Jesus. If you are here, you want to surrender to Jesus, or you want to rededicate your life afresh. You are returning home. You were born again before, but you don't understand your life now with God, and you want to return back to Him. Please raise your right hand very high, and we're going to pray with you. God bless you. Can you celebrate God for them? I see those hands. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Please raise your hands if you are lifting them up as a sign of surrender to Jesus. If your hands are lifted up, please make your way to the front very quickly. Make your way to the front very quickly. Can we celebrate them, Pneumatech? Can we celebrate them? God is restoring you. It's a new season. It's a new day in your walk with the Lord. Keep celebrating them. They are coming. Keep celebrating them. They are coming. I give it all to you. Pneumatech, please stretch your hands towards them. Those of you in front, as you stretch your hands to them, please just pray for them. Thank God for their salvation today. Declare that they will be preserved. Declare that they will be planted in the family of God's house, which is the church. Those of you in front, please put your right hand on your chest. This is a noble decision that you have made. Please put your right hand on your chest and repeat these words after me. And if you are following online, you can do the same as well. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I believe that you died and rose again, that I'll be saved. I receive you into my life. I give you my heart. Thank you for saving me. I am yours this year and forever. In Jesus' name. Now lift that right hand to heaven. Lift your right hand to heaven. Father, in the name of Jesus, according to the authority of your word, I declare that their sins are forgiven. I declare them born again, saints in the family of God. I declare from today that they are sealed by the seal of the Holy Spirit. They will go forward ever and backward never. May they live to serve you all the rest of their days and use them mightily for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
If you've been blessed and inspired by this message and wish to have more messages and updates on our weekly programs, please subscribe to our YouTube channel, Telegram, Facebook page, and Twitter at SGNI Pneumatech. Also, feel free to call us for prayers, counseling, and inquiries through the number 091-3444-5336. God bless you.
is paid. The cross.